Pro Football Hall of Famer Isaac Bruce and Doc Holliday are rambling about those Los Angeles Rams. Ramble on. Hi, how are ya? Welcome to another episode of Ramblings with Pro Football Hall of Famer Isaac Bruce and Doc Holliday. I am Doc Holliday. Isaac, wake up, man. What's happening? What's up? What up? What it do, man? What's going on?
Well, Doc, how you doing, big fella? I'm well and I'm blessed, man. Another wonderful Monday morning. Family's all well. How you doing, Doc?
I'm well, man. Absolutely. You know, I'm just great, man. Just blessed and thankful, man. No, I am. I'm more blessed and thankful than our Los Angeles Rams, but they blessed and thankful as well because they're able to go into Baltimore, bro, all across the country against a tough Baltimore team, even though they was missing a couple of key players, more than a couple, and they're more than key, but missed a couple of players, but was still able to walk away with a 20-19 win, man. Hey, we needed a dub, bro. They got it. It wasn't pretty, but we got it.
Well, for the second consecutive week, we travel across the country again to play with another early start, particularly to play another Baltimore Ravens team that's fighting for their playoff lives as well. And Doc, you know, when you're going to Baltimore and to face the Ravens, you know, it's always next man up for them. And they have a saying, they say, play like a Raven. And that's exactly what they did yesterday. They came out, they were punching us in the mouth and we're taking some shots. But at the end of the day, you see the resilience, the toughness, the never say die attitude of the Los Angeles Rams. Push all the way through that game, and the stars and the guys who have played in big games in other places, just so happens to be Los Angeles Rams right now. It showed up in that game, and every last one of them had significant plays for us.
And you talk about the stars that did show up, man, big time, man. OBJ stepped up when we needed him. Step up, Matthew Stafford, you know, shaky, man. You know, but hey, he played when we needed to play. When we needed him to make plays. He made plays. Stafford finished 26-35, 309 yards, 2 touchdowns, 2 picks, man. I threw another pick six. I was like, God dang, man. Here we go again on the road, another pick six. But we was able to overcome that, and we overcame it in a big way, man, because I'm telling you, Ike, man, that's one of the biggest plays of the game. When we had that 4th and 5, we needed that first down late in the game, and OBJ snatched that thing. I mean, he snatched it. Not only did he snatch that, then came back and gave us that touchdown, bro. Those are two very big plays, even though Cooper Kupp, salute to him again, man. He ended up, you know, being the single season receiving yards leader with, you know, how he finished up yesterday with 6 catches for 95 yards and a touchdown. But you talked about big-time players stepping up, man. OBJ stepped up big when we needed him. Von Miller came up with a huge sack when we needed him. So we got these dudes, man, to make plays like they made, and they gave us some big-time plays and big-time situations yesterday, Isaac.
Hey, this is the reason why Les Snead goes out and pulls the trigger on guys like this. They've been in big moments like this. They know the significance of or the level and style of football that needs to be played during this time of year, particularly in January when you're going out and trying to solidify your playoff spot and just trying to make sure you win a division. We're still in a race for a division crown here, and it's full go ahead right now, Doc. But you mentioned some players with some key moments, man. First of all, I'd like to say that it seems as if OBJ is back to having fun playing football now. You know, he's in an offense that's challenging him mentally, that's lining him up in different places. He has an offensive coordinator that likes to push the ball down the field. He has a quarterback that can push the ball to field. And then they understand the game. They understand the magnitude of how we play and what's going on. So he looks like he's having fun. Now, you add that to what Cooper Kupp has been doing, man. Cooper Kupp, another big game. He became the Rams single season leader for reception yards, passing my record of 1781 in 1995. Salute to him. And he's just pushing forward. He's to make plays and his blocking, I think, is unmatched by any other receiver in the league. Cooper Kupp is just pushing us on. But in the crunch time of the games, when we have to go and get points and put them on the board, Matthew Stafford, he stepped up. He did exactly what we brought him there to do. And was it shaky in the beginning? Of course it is, Doc. We've seen two weeks now in a row, 2 weeks consecutively, Matthew Stafford threw an interception on the exact same deep route. I mean, it looked very similar to what we did last week. Same play, looked like we didn't learn from it. But if you look a little closer, man, we got that crossing route coming wide open. So I'm not sure if he's getting too greedy or he's just trying to go for the knockout punch a little too early. He doesn't want to take what the defense is giving him. But there's something that Matthew Stafford can learn from. Doc, if it wasn't for those early turnovers, bro, I think we blow the Baltimore Ravens out on that home field, which is something that's really done. But guys stepped up huge tremendously from a defensive standpoint, Doc. Once again, Aaron Donald causing havoc, taking double teams, getting other guys in a one-on-one position so they can make plays, and then just closing out the game with Von Millsack and guys just stepping up and making plays all over the field, Doc.
And talk about games, man. A guy we hadn't really heard much from all season long as far as making any big plays, but A'shaun Robinson coming up with his first sack of the season as well. But Troy Reader and Greg Gaines still doing big things, man. I like the fact that Von Miller giving us two sacks and coming up with the sacks that he needed. And AD, I mean, what can you really say about AD? That's just what he does, man. He and Leonard Floyd continuing to apply pressure, not Von Miller on that other side. And I like the formula, man. I like how we play. To me, this is one of our most impressive wins of the season because we didn't play well at all. When we talk about offense concern, but then it's on the road against the Baltimore team. You're right. Even though they're missing some players, Lamar Jackson, their best player for one, still is a tough place to play. Still a tough a team to beat because they have that mentality where they want to be physical and hit you in the mouth and kind of ugly up the game. And that's just how it is, man, for us still to win that game. And bro, I mean, when we handing out salutes again, I mean, Sony Michel again, dog. 19 carries, yes. 74 yards. He's the only running back we roll with, man. And dude is just continuing to run the ball and run the rock hard. He comes up with key checkdowns in the passing game, man. He pass protects. Dude is the all-around running back, man, and he seems to be the perfect running back for what we need to do and what we need him to do. And he also seems to be the perfect running back for a team that can win a Super Bowl, man, because right now we got a little formula going, bro, and this is a Super Bowl winning formula. We can continue to play tough like this and play physical in a running game with Sony Michel.
He's definitely that bruising type running back who runs downhill, Doc. He can do it all. He's a three-down back right now. He's pass protecting well. And, you know, it's just like all of us, all of the entire Ramley, the entire alumni, we're calling for us to run the ball more because Sony Michel is doing just a great job of toting the rock, man. Let's just be real. Yeah. And I think he has a backup. Funk may be the backup, but when Funk is getting one snap per game and just playing special teams, it seems as if we only have one running back the entire four quarters. So just that mentality that Sony Michel has to have. Listen, bro, I can't get hurt. I got to run this ball. I don't want to say that T word, but you know, he's got to carry the load, and he's carrying the load. He's doing a wonderful job, Doc, man. And just the offensive line, man, giving him lanes to run through. They're getting him started and getting him those first 4 yards, and he has the ability after those 4 yards to push it to even more, making the first man miss as far as contact is concerned. And he's always falling forward, Doc, which is big, man. So I'm not sure where Cam Akers is right now, but right now I think Sony Michel is doing a more than wonderful job for what we need on offense, man. He's setting us up for the play action fake to push the ball down the field when need be. And he's there for the checkdowns. Once he gets the football in his hands, Doc, he's not allowing that first guy to tackle him, and he's always falling for it. So I'm on the Sony Michel train, and I say let's keep it going, man.
Yeah, man, and Sony Michel, man, that's another thing. It's always seemed like it's always positive plays with him, bro. Even when he gets the ball, man, he might not get a yard, but he rarely loses any yards. I mean, I don't really see him making any negatives in the pass protection or any of that, man. I bet it's score sheet, man. His grade sheet is on positives every time he gets it after a game because he's just a very smart football player. And on top of being smart, he's good and he's physical as well, man. So I just love to see that, and I love to see that offensive line taking care of business and doing that thing. But just the way we're playing and Cooper Kupp does his thing, but we also have to, I also want to salute Tyler Higbee too, man, because Big Tight End came up with some big snatches on Sunday, and he got more targets than anybody else on Sunday. He was targeted 9 times, 6 catches for 69 yards. But Tyler Higbee is a guy that we talk about sometimes. I don't think we talk about him enough, because when big dude is healthy, man, big dude is a very good tight end, and he also helps in the run, game. But he is that security type of blanket, man, that when Cooper Kupp is not the security blanket, because Cooper Kupp is always the security blanket. But it looks like when Matthew Stafford really needs somebody to throw the ball to and needs somebody to catch that rock, Tyler Higbee is that dude, and he's been that dude, man. And salute to him again, because he came up big again when you need a tight end to come up big in games like this, because as we say, man, Baltimore, just one of them tough AFC North teams.
Well, Tyler Higbee is definitely, has become, and he has developed into a really good tight end. You know, I remember when he first came in, it was him and Everett. They were kind of going neck and neck, but I think Higbee really started to separate himself and started to develop in the running game as far as being able to hook and to seal that edge and create that edge for our running game to be successful. But he's also been able to get down the field in a league where you need a tight end who can take the middle of the field with so much cover two being played these days. You need a guy to be able to attack that middle of the field. He's done just that. And Matthew Stafford has been looking for him and has been finding him. Now, I think the trust level between those two has really gone through the roof. And he's doing everything he can just to be that high-level tight end that can be trusted day in and day out. So, you know, just an overall of our offense right now, Doc, I kind of like where we are. But we really got to turn and just stop with the turnovers, Doc. That's not helping us, man. We're playing every team thus far, man. It's a playoff game. The last week was a playoff. Yesterday was a playoff game. Sunday will be a playoff game versus the 49ers, and then the playoffs start. So you got to have that playoff mentality, Doc, and you can't afford to give other teams opportunities and lessen your opportunities on the field when you're trying to win and get to a Super Bowl and win a Super Bowl, man. Because you run into some teams, they don't turn the football over. The Green Bay Packers, they don't turn the football over. So you can't afford to give them extra opportunities to beat you, put more pressure on your defense. So we got to play well. Hopefully, Matthew Stafford is done with that. Take what the defense gives you. We understand you have a big arm and want to show it. And those plays will come, man, as we continue to run the football, be successful in our running game. We'll be able to push that ball down the field without the threat of that safety being in the middle of the field for INT.
I'm glad you kind of fixed that too, man, because I know if I was in that locker room, I was listening to Ramblers, I'd be like, well, Isaac, tell my man as a team, with the team, we need to fix the turnovers. No, Matthew Stafford, you need to fix the turnovers, because you the only one keep turning it over. And it is, man, because we talk about those two picks. He came up, man. He fumbled the ball. He lost the fumble, which was a key, very, very key situation, man. But as I said, thankfully, they were able to overcome those turnovers and overcome those mistakes once again and winning a good game, a tough game. And once again, bro, you got to get Sean McVay and Raheem Morris, you know, say what you want to say. You got to give them credit, man, because they had the team ready to play. I mean, Raheem Morris' defense came up with 5 sacks, bro. 5 sacks. Big A'shaun gave us one for the first time this season. Von Miller, his best sack game since being a Ram, coming up with 2. Then you had AD and Leonard Floyd. They met up on 1. So, but our Rams defensive players, man, and Troy Reed also got a sack. But our Rams defensive players, the main ones who make plays, they continue to make plays. So they're doing what we need them to do. Jordan Fuller coming up with a, you know, what can I say? I mean, ball was thrown right, but you got to go get it, though. You know, came up with a pick, but it was thrown right to him. But you got to go get it. But anyway, man, Darius Williams, I mean, just the defense playing football. But and as you said, Isaac, the mentality has to stay up there, man, because even though we're 12-4, we're in the playoffs, we still want to win the division. And in order to win the division, we got to take care of business for sure next week, man, against the San Francisco 49ers squad. That's, hey, man, they may struggle against other teams, but here lately, they just been beating us in our mouth. So we have got to pass this test and beat them so we can go into this playoffs playing playoff football, Isaac.
Absolutely, man. So, I mean, just, you know, you mentioned the guys being ready to play. They were ready to play. You know, they played a level of AFC North football, you know, that bruising style football where you have to really buckle up and tackle somebody and hit somebody. they were able to play and come out of this game with a victory, man, is special. You know, you celebrate it, Doc. You celebrate it on the charter. You celebrate it today. And then you get rid of it, knowing that you have your last division opponent this year. And they're just imagine, Doc, you have three teams that are still vying for a playoff spot in the same division. We being one of them, the Cardinals being another, and the San Francisco 49ers. They're right there, Doc. They can make a, you know, be a surprise wild card game. And who knows? This, we could be playing them in the first week of the playoffs. So we really have to go out and just establish who we are, our identity as an offensive team, to being able to run this football. And when the San Francisco 49ers come in, we have to meet them with a level of physicality that they met us with in the first time we played them this year.
And just looking at that, man, but just looking at this NFC right quick, we could have clinched, man, if Dallas could have beaten Arizona, but they didn't. You know, Arizona went on the road, man, in Dallas and won a huge game. But the Cowboys, Arizona's, they playing some good football. I mean, you remember they started off like undefeated and people thought they were going to kind of taper off a little bit. They did, but they still been playing great football. They're 11-5 and 12-4. So, but we're on this 5-game winning streak, man, which is nice. But next week, Hughes win. Then after that, because we know, you know, Green Bay is that's the number one team in NFC. And, you know, that 13-3, but the NFC race, as far as the playoffs concerned, we're still there looking real, real good, Isaac, because Tampa Bay is 12-4. We're right there 12-4. Green Bay is 13-3. But hey, what's your mentality going into this last week, man? I think you kind of hit on it a little bit, but we want to win this game. We want to knock off San Francisco. We want to win this division. We want to go into this playoffs looking like a team that, you know, can play the home playoff game the home Super Bowl at SoFi.
Well, Doc, I mean, you look at it, as a football team, what you want is always an opportunity. And I think we have an opportunity. When you look at the landscape of the NFC, really in the NFL, Doc, there is no clear-cut number one team in all of the NFL. You look at Cincinnati, they knocked off Kansas City, who has been red hot, and they beat them. They beat them coming back from a 14-point deficit. So You may be sitting right now at number one at Lambeau Field at Green Bay, you know, in your conference as the number one seed, but there is no distinctive number one team. I think anybody can be beat any night, any day. The game's going to be played on Saturday, on Sunday, and on Monday night. I think anybody can be beaten on those same days. And that's the mentality that I think the Rams should have right now. You have a grand opportunity, number one, to have a home playoff game. You take care of business this weekend. And then after that, you can go in and make a strong run at another Super Bowl, Doc. I mean, I think it's right there for the taking. You talk about formulas. We have a running game formula that I think has been working for us the last 3 or 4 weeks, with Sony Michel being the catalyst of it and being able to push the football down the field with playmakers all the way around the field. So on both sides of the defense. And I think Mr. Powell, you know, from a return portion of our team, has really started to step up. So, Doc, I think we have everything we need. We have the running game. We have the quarterback. We have the defense that will get after you. Playmakers on our defense. Salute to Jalen Ramsey for playing a great game yesterday, too. So I think we have everything we need just to go in and make a strong run, not only to an NFC championship, but also a playoff Super Bowl run, man. I think it's right there before us.
It better be right there before us, because Rams fans don't want to hear anything but a Super Bowl win. I don't want to hear nothing about we made it to the Super Bowl. Nah, I don't want none of that. We want to get this dub, especially when it's being played right there at the crib in SoFi, man. But, you know, great stuff from you as always, brother. Anything else you want to add, man, before we get out of here?
That's it, man. It's 49 a week once again, Doc. And, you know, the magnitude of it is raised to another level because, I mean, we're talking about playoff implications, being solidified with this game. And we got to, you know, do something for ourselves. And it's been 5 games in a row. We got to shut that down and go ahead and make sure that we stop the bleeding on this and do some cutting ourselves.
Indeed. And that's going to do it for another great episode of Ramblings, where Isaac Bruce was cutting cats. Doc Holliday, listening to him cut cats. That's going to do it for this episode of Ramblings with Pro Football Hall of Famer Isaac Bruce and Doc Holliday. Until next week, we out.